President Bush's commission to strengthen Social Security wants urgent changes in the entitlement program. The 16-member commission issued an interim report yesterday during its second public meeting. Opponents say the commission is too supportive of the president's agenda, which includes private investment accounts. Syndicated columnist Matt Miller says the commission already has a built-in buffer to deflect most of that criticism.
Democrats began attacking the interim report issued by George Bush's Social Security Commission before the ink was even dry. They blasted the commission's work as misleading and biased. Tom Daschle implied it was a scary attempt by GOP villains to pave the way for benefit cuts in America's most cherished government program. All of which reminds us why the president was smart to make his commission's co-chair Daniel Patrick Moynihan, the recently retired U.S. senator from New York. Bush must have already privately nicknamed him Daniel Patrick Figleaf. Moynihan is Bush's cover against the Democrats' demagoguery. The former senator is an eclectic liberal who helped save Social Security in the early 1980s. Yet he's also among the few in his party who've talked about revamping Social Security to make it an engine of wealth creation for poorer folks. He and Bush want to allow Americans to put a portion of their Social Security into some form of new private accounts, but it's not clear they agree on the details. When Democrats charge that Bush's commission is plotting to undermine the safety net for seniors, Bush can shake his head sadly and say, "I don't think anyone thinks Daniel Patrick Moynihan would be part of that." This obviously helps Bush enormously, but it also confers enormous power on Moynihan in shaping the commission's final recommendations due later this year. Bush simply has to have Moynihan's support for anything he wants to do. The question is whether Moynihan is shrewd enough to capitalize on this opportunity. Democrats rightly charge that Bush's commission is stacked with people who support some kind of private accounts. But Moynihan knows there are good ways and bad ways to introduce private Social Security accounts. Moynihan himself last year proposed to cut today's 12.4% Social Security payroll tax by 2 percentage points. Then he would give workers the option of using that money for new accounts outside the system. Workers would own the money, control the investments, and assume some market risk. Moynihan would fund his plan mostly by correcting the annual cost of living adjustment given to current Social Security recipients. The current adjustment, according to some, overstates actual inflation. Unlike many Republican plans, Moynihan would thus leave the basic Social Security benefit unchanged. And he would add an idea from former Nebraska Senator Bob Kerry. The feds would fund savings accounts at birth for lower-income children, putting the magic of compound interest to work for everyone, not just the wealthy. Moynihan reckoned that average workers would build up nest eggs of $350,000 over their working lives. An estate, as Moynihan puts it, for doormen, as well as those living in the duplexes above. Bush and his advisors won't be inclined to go for this liberal brand of private accounts. Moynihan's challenge is to force Republicans to swallow his progressive vision even as he educates his own Democrats to its possibilities. All of which means Daniel Patrick Figleaf's act may be among the most interesting to watch in politics this year.
The comments of Matt Miller, a syndicated columnist and co-host of Left, Right, and Center on member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.